your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Thursday, April 1st edition of Locked On Panthers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. I'm Armando Velez from PantherParkway.com. You can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can follow the show account at LO_FLA Panthers. You could also follow the national show, Locked On NHL, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and their Twitter account as well, Locked On NHL Pods, and the newest show on the Locked On Podcast Network, the Cross Check NHL show with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. And this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So some big news yesterday, happened with your Florida Panthers as 2019 13th overall pick selection by the Florida Panthers goalie Spencer Knight has officially signed his 3-year ELC with the club. Boston College, where Spencer Knight went to school, got eliminated in the quarterfinals of the NCAA hockey tournament after their first game was deemed no contest, with Notre Dame having COVID issues. But that was a question that the Cats had. And if you want to listen to the podcast from a few days ago where I discuss Spencer Knight's big decision, then you guys can go listen to that. It was earlier this week where I spoke about that. And they made it official. It was reported first by Pierre LeBrun of The Athletic. And he's a Florida Panther now. And like I said, regardless of whether he went back to BC after his sophomore season or decided to sign his ELC, he was going to be the starter somewhere, whether BC or next year AHL Charlotte. How good is Spencer Knight outside of his numbers? Which I will get to in a few seconds. Spencer Knight is a finalist for two major awards in college hockey. Number one is the Mark Richter Award for the most outstanding goalie in the nation, and he's a finalist for that one. The next one is the Hobey Baker Award, which is an award for the most outstanding college player. Spencer Knight's not expected to win based on the polls that I saw. He's kind of towards the bottom of that top 10, but the fact that he's the finalist in the first place for the most outstanding college player says a lot about him. And the last BC player to be a finalist for the Hobey Baker Award is Thatcher Demko, who just yesterday, Elliot Freeman reported that Thatcher Demko just got a contract extension with the Vancouver Canucks. So it just goes to show how great of a program BC is when they distribute NHL talent. And another player that signed their ELC just 3 or 4 weeks ago was Logan Hutsko. 101 points in 114 games, more of a distributor of the puck more than anything. Yeah, he's got injury issues, but the talent is there, where he averages almost a point a game. But back to Spencer Knight. His save percentage in his freshman year at Boston College was a .931. And his save percentage in year two was a 932. So he was able to replicate his success from 1 year to the other. And his goals against average, less than two in his first year with a 1.97. Second year was a 2.18. So that's elite status right there. And he's been able to succeed at pretty much every level that he's played. The U.S. national under 17, under 18 team, his last year in the U18 was a 2.21 in 16 games with a 903 save percentage. The save percentage wasn't there, but to allow less than three a game, that's great. And let's not forget, if you're a listener of this podcast for the time I've been here, this is the probably 10th or 15th time that you've heard this, but let's not forget Spencer Knight's performance in the World Juniors this year, where he led Team USA to gold medal over Team Canada, opposite of Devin Levi out of Northeastern. So the Florida Panthers just have a great problem when it comes to goalie for many years to come. And it also is great that the front office has what they call a goalie excellence department, led by none other than Roberto Luongo. So this is a guy who's succeeded at pretty much any level that he's played in, from Darien, Connecticut, 19 years old, 6'3", 197 pounds. And this guy's energy is great. He's a very positive guy as well. And he has a great mindset that the Florida Panthers really like. And yes, Dale Tallon is not around anymore, but there's a reason why Dale Tallon selected Spencer Knight. He likes his attitude. He likes his demeanor. And he likes, more importantly, his composure. And I look at the timeline where Spencer Knight was drafted versus Sergei Bobrovsky being signed to that 7-year, $70 million contract. So to rewind, and also for a reminder who you guys who might follow multiple sports, in hockey, the draft happens before free agency. Same thing in basketball, draft happens before free agency. In football, free agency happens before the draft. So Spencer Knight was selected with the 13th pick in the 2019 NHL entry draft on June 21st of 2019. And just 10, 11 days later, on July 1st, 2019, Sergei Bobrovsky was signed to a 7-year, $70 million contract. And that cap space was created with the trade of Nick Bjugstad and Jared McCann to the Pittsburgh Penguins back in the end of the 2018 season. And also, that was when the Bob Bugner experiment was coming to an end, where the Florida Panthers were falling behind early and they were playing that whole games in hand game where they weren't winning the games in hand. But you think about something like that as, okay, you're drafting a goalie in the first round, but you're signing a goalie to a long-term contract. So, Dale Tallon, what are you doing? But, yes, he's not here. Once again, he's not here anymore. But now, this new management has a good problem on their hands, where the play of Sergei Bobrovsky has been great as of late, but there's also a little bit of added pressure to him and a Sam Montembeau. Chris Drieger's going to walk. There's no way that the Florida Panthers are going to be able to afford him after his contract expires. But when Sergei Bobrovsky has had a few stretches of bad starts, Chris Drieger has been there to clean up the mess. what's going to happen next season if Sergei Bobrovsky has a little bit of a bad stretch and Spencer Knight isn't ready to be called up to the NHL team? What's going to happen with Sam Montembeau? Is he going to be ready while Spencer Knight is still developing? Last time I checked, Sam Montembeau is not having the best year in AHL Syracuse. He had a 37 save shutout, just the other day. But is he ready to take the reins of the backup goalie while Spencer Knight is still developing? And once Spencer Knight is ready, and even if Sergei Bobrovsky has a few bad starts, there's also going to be growing pains when Spencer Knight gets the call up. So I tell you, as Panther fans, try not to get your expectations too high once Spencer Knight does officially make it to the big stage, because it might not be immediate. And remember that he's just 19 years old, and to put a lot of pressure on a 19-year-old kid is a lot to ask for. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about what Spencer Knight is saying after signing his ELC. You've been listening to Locked On Panthers. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is amazing, high protein, high fiber, low sugar, low calorie, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness, and today's matchup is cookie dough chunk and coconut brownie chunk in the championship round. And I'm very happy to say that Mint Brownie didn't make it to the championship, because that would have been an April Fool's joke if that had been the case. But in this one, to win the championship, I'm going to have to go with cookie dough chunk. Love coconut brownie chunk. I love the flavor, but cookie dough chunk takes the championship for me. So go to builtbar.com and vote there, or go to bar_built. On Twitter. And when you order your Built Bars, make sure to use that promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCK15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. That is at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast on this Thursday, April 1st, 2021, where the Florida Panthers will be playing against the Detroit Red Wings for the 8th and final time this season at 7 o'clock at the BB&T Center. So in between segments, after I recorded the ads, I decided to look at some draft videos from the night that Spencer Knight was drafted, and I posted it on the Twitter of LO_FLA Panthers, and Bill Lindsay, radio color analyst with Doug Plagans for the Panthers Radio Network, was on NHL Network the night that the Florida Panthers selected Spencer Knight. And a lot of the points that he made about it being rumored at the time that Sergei Bobrovsky was going to sign with the Panthers, all of those issues that Bill Lindsay spoke about still stand today. And if you want to watch that video, then you could go on LO_FLA Panthers to see the video that I posted on that page. But back to Spencer Knight. What is he saying about signing his ELC? So a few questions was asked via a Zoom call, and he says, it's a unique feeling. You're joining an organization that's allowing you to pursue your dreams. It's bittersweet leaving Boston College, but I'm motivated and excited to start this next step. Spencer Knight spoke about the goalie excellence department, which I talked about a little bit in the first segment, which is led by Roberto Luongo. And he said that the new goalie excellence department has been incredible this season. And here's one thing that we just found out, that Roberto Luongo actually calls Spencer Knight every week. So that there was many speculations and questions on when Spencer Knight's time is up at BC. Is he going to elect to be a free agent? And are the Cats going to get their hands on him? Is he going to return to college and not sign the ELC? But all that can be put to rest. And now that we know that Roberto Luongo has created a relationship with Spencer Knight over the last year and a half, that we had nothing to worry about at all. And Spencer Knight was asked about working with Sergei Bobrovsky, and he says, quote, it's going to be really cool. I really admire his game and the way he plays. I think technically he's one of the best goalies in the league. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll learn a lot. Close quote. So, a lot of questions remain about Sergei Bobrovsky's play, and how will the timeshare be split at first when Spencer Knight does come around? And having two goalies is a good problem to have on your roster. Yeah, you're paying one. And when, barring injuries, Spencer Knight's debut should come around 2022. So I don't think it'll be 50-50 at first, definitely not. But what if Sergei Bobrovsky has a bad stretch? Where would that lead to? And luckily, Bill Zito has brought in better pieces around Bobrovsky so that he's not exposed to so many high danger situations. So that's improved. And also his individual play has improved as well. So if Spencer Knight comes in and plays well, and Sergei Bobrovsky does, then we have a good problem on our hands. And think about it like this. Spencer Knight's three-year ELC starts in the 2021-22 season. When Sergei Bobrovsky next season will be start of year three of that contract. So by the time Spencer Knight's contract is about to be up, Sergei Bobrovsky will be in completing year six of it. And by that time, Spencer Knight will be an RFA and the Panthers will, if he plays well, and if the Panthers are smart as well, they'll match it. And you'll have 1 year left and he will be 22 years old by the time that ELC ends. So he could be ready to take the reins as a number one goaltender by the time he's 23 years old, with Bobrovsky having a year left. And that depends if Sergei Bobrovsky is not bought out for poor play in the next few years. But Sergei Bobrovsky, though with bad stretches, hasn't given us a reason to do a buyout. So there's that. So Think about Ben Bishop and Andre Vasilevsky. John Cooper groomed Andre Vasilevsky in for all those years of him backing up Ben Bishop. And then he's eventually taken the reins. Ben Bishop was traded to the LA Kings. And Vasilevsky is now the number one goaltender. He's a Stanley Cup champion now and is the odds-on favorite to win the Vezina Trophy. And the loss that the Tampa Bay Lightning had the other day was on a Curtis McElhinney start. And again, the Tampa Bay Lightning are a different team when Curtis McElhinney is starting versus when Andre Vasilevsky is there. And if the Panthers in the next few seasons have those two goaltenders of Bob and Spencer Knight, and it's a 50-50 timeshare, or if you go with a hot goalie going into a playoff berth, then you have a good problem on your hands. And even if one struggles in the playoffs, you can just insert the other. So good problems for the Florida Panthers. Great problems to have. And there isn't a reason you shouldn't be excited. In the next segment, the Florida Panthers are set to face the Detroit Red Wings for the final time in this 56-game regular season. You've been listening to Locked On Panthers. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating, questioning, and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brands his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are remarkably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest price possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and are the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car and truck. Right, Locked On in their "How did you hear about us?" box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you the tips, insight, and analysis for season-long, dynasty, and DFS leagues. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast on this Thursday, April 1st, 2021, where the Florida Panthers will be set to face off against the Detroit Red Wings for the eighth and final time at home tonight at 7 p.m. at the BB&T Center. So a bit of news that the Florida Panthers announced were that Alexander Barkov and Patrick Hornquist are set to make a return sometime throughout this homestand. And I'm not anticipating it be tonight against Detroit, but hey, the back-to-back weekend series against the Columbus Blue Jackets is likely going to be the series that both of them return. And chances are, I might make the trip down to go to a game, so you might see me post some pictures from the BB&T Center. So follow me on LO_FLA Panthers as I take you throughout my socially distanced masked experience at the BB&T Center. And I've heard great things about the safety that the BB&T Center is doing for the game experience. And I haven't done one this season, so I will get to do an event, a hockey game, socially distant and masked for the first time. But back to the hockey. The Florida Panthers announced as well that defenseman Brady Keeper has been recalled from AHL Syracuse to the taxi squad. And this is a player that Jacob Winans and I have spoken about once the Aaron Ekblad injury happened. And Brady Keeper has only played in one NHL game, which was a few years ago against Ottawa. And he also played in the Stanley Cup qualifiers last season against the New York Islanders, where he was there in place of Mike Matheson, who was a healthy scratch for poor play. And that was the beginning of the end for the Mike Matheson experiment in Florida. But he's not on the active roster yet, but hey, expect maybe some type of move to eventually get him in to the defensive pairings and see what this guy's got. So many things to be excited for with the Spencer Knight news, Barkov and Patrick Hornquist coming back, and Brady Keeper coming into the mix with the taxi squad. So if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to give it a 5-star rating. Ask me any question you want at LockedOnFLAPanthers@gmail.com or my Twitter at @LO_FLAPanthers. And come back tomorrow as I will recap this matchup against the Detroit Red Wings. So I'm Armando Velez, signing off. And you've been listening to the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day.